This is Fresh Air. The classic Henry James novella, The Turn of the Screw, is one of the creepiest stories in literature. It's been turned into a successful movie and play, and also an opera. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of a reissued recording of the opera conducted by its composer, Benjamin Britten.
Who is it? Who can it be? Who can it be?
Benjamin Britten's operatic version of The Turn of the Screw is one of his most brilliant achievements, one of the most beautiful and moving operas of the 20th century. It was composed in 1954, and later that year it had not only its first performance, but also its first and for many years its only recording. It's my favorite among Britten's operas, and this recording is how I got to know it. It's a work that repays repeated hearing. The more you listen, and the haunting melodies and dazzling colors make you want to listen, the more you understand Britten's remarkable technical experiment. Each of the 15 scenes in the opera and the extensive interludes between scenes is a musical variation of an eerie 12-note theme. The Turn of the Screw, in case you've forgotten, is Henry James's tale about the new governess of two precocious children who are having, as it were, intercourse with their former manservant and governess, who both happen to be dead. The subtle and subversive libretto by Mifanwy Piper pits the upright new governess against the seductive ghosts. As in the James story, the young boy, Miles, dies at the end. But in the opera, the governess's desperate obsession with protecting the children from the world of beauty and fantasy that the ghosts represent is equally responsible for the child's destruction. Britten has composed a parable of original sin. To deny our inherent sinful impulses, to repress our natural desire for pleasure, is to destroy what is human in us. In one of Britten's most poignant passages, Miles learns his Latin by singing a little song about the word malo, which has four root meanings: apple or apple tree, prefer, a bad person, and harm. We've all heard the story of what harm can come from a preference for apples. Miles is sung with phenomenal understanding by the very young David Hemmings, the actor who later played the photographer in Antonioni's blow-up. Peter Quint, the alluring apparition, is the extraordinary British tenor Peter Pears, Benjamin Britten's companion, for whom he wrote all of his great tenor roles. How could Miles resist his secret call to explore the hidden world that stirs when the candle is out? The last scene is overwhelming. At the center is the magnificent, heartbreaking soprano, Jennifer Vivian. As the governess, she rises to enormous moral stature when she acknowledges her own responsibility. "What have we done between us?" she sings over the dead body of little Miles. In her voice, his Latin lesson becomes a profound lament for all our misguided selves. It's great to have this recording of the Turn of the Screw around again. As a conductor, Britten was always his own best advocate. I wonder what Tipper Gore, though, would think of his disturbing message.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Benjamin Britten, conducting the Turn of the Screw, is on London Records. This is Fresh Air.